It was the finale to a decade of turbulence and upheaval. But this time, it was an event through which a nation could put aside its differences and stand together to marvel at the achievement. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy had pledged that before the 60s were over, an American would walk on the moon.
Eagle looking great. Here go.
On July 20th, 1969, hundreds of millions of people around the world watched that dream come true. Three American astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, had helped to navigate a spaceship 240,000 miles from Earth to the moon.
Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Host control, both auto descent, engine command override off.
You're off.
Engine arm off. 113 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
At 10:56 p.m. Eastern Time, Neil Armstrong descended from the space capsule and set foot on an airless, lifeless surface where no man had ever walked before.
I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Anchoring the coverage of the Apollo 11 mission for CBS, was Walter Cronkite, the journalist the New York Times later called a one-man phenomenon in space coverage. But after 17 straight hours on the air, even Cronkite struggled to find the words to describe the extraordinary sight he was witnessing.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. You're looking good here.
What?
Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute. After I'm on, take care of the descent.
Wally, say something. I'm speechless.
I'm just trying to hold on to my breath. That is really something.
4 days later, completing a journey of extraordinary precision and magnitude, the capsule carrying the three astronauts fell safely back into the pull of Earth's gravity, where they were treated as conquering heroes. A global salute led by President Richard Nixon.
I was thinking, as you know, as you came down, and we knew it was a success, and it had only been 8 days, just a week, a long week, that this is the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation. Because as a result of what happened in this week, the world is bigger infinitely. And also, as I'm going to find on this trip around the world, and as Secretary Rogers will find that he covers the other countries in Asia, as a result of what you've done, the world's never been closer together before. And we just thank you for that.
Theirs was the first successful trip to the moon and back. And there would be five more Apollo lunar missions to follow.